hanging naked on the cross, Jesus exposes the worst of human nature, our capacity to humiliate, inflict pain, degrade, dehumanize, demonize, destroy, annihilate. The Good Friday news today revealed what Jesus exposed on the cross, the mortar strike on Damascus University that killed 10 and injured 29, Newtown killer's obsessions, 1,600 rounds of ammunition, 11 knives, a starter pistol, a bayonet, 3 samurai swords, the Taliban that terrorized the Karachi town. In our words, or even in our actions, or simply in our thoughts, who among us has never felt the desire to destroy another person? And even if we didn't feel this desire naturally as children, perhaps we were taught to feel it. A man I know in his 60s still remembers coming out of chapel as a boy at the Episcopal High School he attended in Philadelphia. He just heard the chaplain preach on Jesus' admonition to love your neighbors, and with God's help, to love even your enemies. And he was really trying to understand this concept, what it meant for him as a boy. When he arrived at football practice that day, his coach looked at the team and said, "I want you to destroy the other team. Just crush them. And hurt them if you have to." And thus began for him the tension that he has felt ever since between the message and person of Jesus and the message of culture and the message and person of his own human heart. There is a reason why it is painful to look on the cross. We really just do it once a year, and even then, just a nice intimate group of us. Be a bigger group at Easter. There's a reason why it's painful. It hurts to see what our own fear can do to others in the name of law and order, in the name of peace and religion and solid governance. Tonight is not merely about a Roman ruler named Pilate or an angry Jewish crowd. Tonight is about God's ways and a man named Jesus smacking up against our ways, and our ways trying to stamp out God's ways once and for all. Now, I know we can look at someone from an opposing political party or social ideology or religious tradition and wonder how they got to be so stuck in their foolish ways. But Good Friday is about all of us human creatures on some level being stuck in ways that hurt ourselves and hurt others. The meaning of sin, as Martin Luther puts it, is not any singular immoral act. No. It's the state of being stuck with no self-awareness that you're stuck. You may know someone like that. And the only thing that can get us unstuck, the only thing that can break through and bring true self-awareness, is the God awareness we get from Jesus on the cross. Exposed there is our preference for the way things are without Jesus going and messing everything up. Exposed is our culture's assumption that, of course, violence and death should have the last word. What is remarkable to me, and what makes tonight not simply Friday or shameful Friday, but what makes it Good Friday, is that Jesus is not like a parent who wants you to know how wrong you are. Some of you may have had that experience. That's not the experience of Jesus. He simply wants you to join him in being freed from the forces within yourself and within culture that assume that fear and violence and death are the norms of life. Jesus wants you to get unstuck from the assumption that these are the only options in life. The Apostle Paul, who effectively started the Christian church, never called followers of Jesus Christians. He called them ministers of reconciliation. That is, people who carry in their bodies the message of Jesus that the violence stops here with us. People who carry in our bodies the message that we will not return hate with hate. We will not return violence for violence, and we carry that message in our bones. People can tell. The best kept secret of the Christian life is that the way of the cross is the way of life. Because we're set free from the compulsion to be conformed to this world, and instead we're transformed by the Spirit of God dwelling in our bodies and our minds and our hearts, dwelling in our relationships, dwelling in our homes, making us ministers of reconciliation, God's reconciling love where the violence stops with us. There's a poet and Episcopalian in Connecticut. And after the shootings in Newtown this December, she wrote, "Take up your cross, the cross by which we are marked in baptism, and follow me," Jesus said. There are dangers in leading, which is demonstrated by President Lincoln's assassination and the assassinations of Presidents Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy. There is also courage in leading, as expressed by the child in Sandy Hook Elementary School who said during the shooting, "I know karate. It's okay. I'll lead us out." Leading is challenging because the culture in which one leads continually changes. Leading is having the vision for new directions. Leadership is sensitivity that identifies when an event has to have a response. These events keep overwhelming us, whether it be at Newtown or Hadia Pendleton, who marched in Washington at the inauguration and was killed in Chicago, or Malala Yousafzai, shot in the head for advocating education for girls in Pakistan, or Matthew Shepard left to die on a fence in Wyoming. The journey can be long and hard. We need to say yes to leadership. Accept God's grace and truth. Let our hearts be filled with God's holy and life-giving Spirit and follow by loving others. Sometimes we need to say, "I know Christ. It's okay. I'll lead."